For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Tom Bastin, Southeast Iowa Parks Supervisor for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, to discuss recreation at Lake Darling State Park. We'll start with Bastin explaining how last summer went after the restoration wrapped up.
Campground was opened back up towards the end of July, and then we had a couple celebrations there in the summer with a rededication taking place in September. Yeah, we had full campgrounds about every weekend out there and great crowds, and this year I expect that to continue. In fact, we just had our first boat on the water today. Some guy out there checking it out. We got their docks in and the lake's wide open. So I know people are anxious after this long winter to get out there and enjoy the outdoors, so we're getting ready for them, or at least trying to. At this point, you know, with the warm weather, we're getting lots of calls about camping, and we are open for camping year-round. But we will not turn on the shower buildings until about the mid part of April, because it's all dependent on the weather, and we don't want to take a chance of freezing up our water lines in our shower buildings. But people are welcome to come out and camp at this point, and we have a pit toilet available in the cabin area. Electricity is on, the water hydrants are on, so in the self-registration camping. So I expect as we warm up here, we'll start to see a few campers come rolling in. Fishing right now, the bluegills are... They put on a lot of weight over the last summer, and with some sorting, I think you'll find good numbers of bluegills out there, and a lot of them worth keeping. And I think the bass will start picking up here. As soon as we start warming up, I'm sure the people start catching some bass in the shallow areas of the lake as that water gets warmer. So I think as we get into the spring and early summer, I think we expect a pretty good crowd of people, and we hope to get our concession building open by the mid to latter part of May for our boat rentals and have everything ready for people.
When it comes to boat rentals, you have a few new things for people to check out.
Yeah, we do. I'm pretty excited about this. The Isaac Walton League helped us with a grant. They raised the money through the help of Pheasants Forever and the Friends of Lake Darling, and then they received a grant from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation. And through that, they were able to purchase a large enclosed trailer for us to store some new additions to our boat fleet for the boat rentals. So with that, we have six stand-up paddle boards, and we have a total of eight kayaks. Four of them are just your regular touring kayaks. Two of them are going to be their angling kayaks, so they have rod holders, and they'll be great for people to get back into areas and do some fishing in. And then we have two tandem kayaks out there, so couples can get out there, or people with kids. So that's great. We also have our canoes and our paddle boards that we've always had out there as well. So we're pretty excited about that, and it's going to be a nice feature out there for people.
Definitely. Those stand-up paddle boards, I looked those up online. Does that take some skill or some level of training?
You know, I tried it a few years back, and within about 5 to 10 minutes of doing it, get your balance, and it's not as difficult as it looks to do it. If I can get on a stand-up paddle board and go around for about a half hour and not fall in the water, I think just about anybody can get on them, and they're a lot of fun. Kind of a neat thing for people to try, and it's just another good way to get out on the water and have some fun out there.
Going back to the camping side of things, new cabins are being built.
We have our camping cabins that we've always had out there. We're getting those ready for this upcoming season. And on Monday, the contractors who got the bid for the new two-bedroom year-round cabins are going to be out, and they're going to start breaking ground and doing the earthwork to get those going. Those are going to be under construction throughout the summer, and they will finish up towards the end of October. This will not interfere with the regular camping, so construction will go on, and it won't affect anybody. But we're excited. You know, this is a project that the Friends Group has been helping us with for the last few years, and it's going to be a great addition to the park. So towards the end of October, those will be ready for rent. They're two-bedroom cabins with full kitchen, showers, 750 square living space in there with two bedrooms and futons so we can sleep seven people in them. That's something that we're all anxious to get finished up and really looking forward to it.
That was the first half of my conversation with Southeast Iowa Parks Supervisor Tom Bastin for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.